producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just to be clear, folks, I'm holding on to all the gold and silver I have, and I believe that the globalists are manipulating the economy, where you're going to have depressionary bubbles imploding, inflationary bubbles imploding into depressionary type economics, but you'll also see commodities spike during that as well. So that's why I've never sold a piece of gold or silver that I've gotten, and most of it I bought when it was, you know, silver was $6 an ounce and gold was $350. I've still bought throughout. I bought when it was up to $2,000. I bought when it was down to $1,200. But it could be the way Dent says. It's just that now there's a lot less resources, and so things that do have intrinsic valuable and are portable, I believe are going to have high value. That's my view on it. So I believe those that have invested in gold and silver as a hedge against uncertain times have done well. I believe I've done well. You notice I live in Texas. You notice I'm in nutraceuticals. Everything he was recommending. I mean, I try to fund our operation to get the word out by thinking smart so that I can do that. There are not many other people that have ever been able, from grassroots level, to fund an operation the way I've done it without major corporate backing. I mean, we weren't created by News Corp, you know, that was already worth tens of billions of dollars like Fox News. This all just came from you supporting us. So I think my economic views have some value, and that's my two cents. Matt in Oklahoma says he supports Obama. Thanks for holding. Matt, go ahead. I mean, do you really support Obama?
Well, let me go ahead and start off and say, well, you know, I want to, okay, I did support him. I voted for him and you know, even both elections.
To prove you're not racist?
Specifically, yes, because, you know, you got to do that these days. But ultimately, my reasoning was, you know, I'd actually lived through the Bush years and was, you know, one of those people that was kind of pissed off the way that whole thing went. I personally, due to the way the economy, the industry I was in, was devastated when the economy was destroyed with all of the resources being sent overseas to basically rebuild Iraq, the cost to build houses.
No, I get it. So you voted against the Republicans as a referendum on what they did. I totally get it. The problem was Obama works for the very same people and was meant to sell the left on completing that takeover. Remember, Mitt Romney thanked Jonathan Gruber.
Right. And that's actually why I wanted to call in, because a lot of times I realize he's going to be the poster child for, you know, the darts to be thrown. But you've also got to realize that you probably have a lot of people that are, you know, middle of the road that watch the show. And if you always toss out ad hominem attacks against the left or the right, you're kind of playing into the very system that you're lamenting against.
Well, I think that's a fair question. I didn't support the Republicans under Bush, even though they claimed to be more libertarian. And if the Republicans get in and become a virulent form of cancer, like the Democrats have become, I mean, the Republicans weren't saying 2 + 2 = 5. And I should turn all my guns in. If they act like that, I'll go after them. I'm going after Boehner and all of them for backing Obamacare right now. So I'm trying to go after the Republican leadership to try to get good libertarians in through the Republican Party to try to actually change things. And so I see the entire establishment lined up against the Tea Party for a good reason. The Tea Party's got a lot of good people in it, and it's got some good, sound economic ideas in it. Now, are they a little Islamophobic? Yes. Do they like wars? Yes. But that's changing. The Ron Paul revolution lives on in the Tea Party that the Republicans tried to take over and failed. And so all I'm saying is I'm trying to fix this peacefully, because between the Republican and Democratic leadership, we don't have a prayer in hell. So we've got to try to take the states back. We've got to try to take over the Republican Party. If the Democrats had some insurrection in them to turn things around, I would support that. What do you say to that?
Well, I entirely agree with everything you just said there. Ultimately, the real problem is that we don't live in a democracy. We live in a plutocracy ruled by all.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Matt. And then we're going to go to everybody else that's holding, like Chuck, Michael J., Douglas, and others.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Celebrity politics is not dead, but it's dying. People are sick of politicians acting like movie stars. They're sick of red carpets. They're sick of Hollywood folks surrounding the president. I don't care who they are. We want results. We want transparency. We want freedom. And we don't want unsustainable entitlements for foreign banks or illegal aliens or anybody else. I got a report here in my stack where Illinois' pension funds for the government are $101 billion. You could take all the money over the next 20 years, it's in the report, and it wouldn't pay for that. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to get the money. They'll default on it, or they'll devalue the dollar down to the point you get maybe 10% of it. And look, a lot of folks that are 60 years old and paying into their public pension for all these years. Sorry. It got siphoned off into fraudulent investments, and you're getting paid back too much. You got robbed. Why do you think government's buying armored vehicles and digging in for war? Because they know this country's going to go crazy, and they know the vets are going to get mad when their pensions get cut off. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. Matt was making some really good points. He was an Obama supporter, but they always counter back, well, what about the Republicans? I get it. We're going to have him finish up. Then we'll go to Chuck and Jay and Michael and Bill and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Bill wants to talk about Ferguson and the police. Michael wants to talk about Dent, but Dent's gone. We'll get his question. We got Jay, who's an Obama supporter. Chuck's an Obama supporter. We're going to go to them in a minute. But since this got brought up, Kit Daniels, one of our great intrepid writers for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, noticed this article by Paul Watson. Gruber, key consultant to Obama in 2008 presidential campaign. Gruber visited Obama's office of the Democratic Party's most influential health care expert. And that's what is basically being said right now. We have Obama saying it on tape. Ex-Obama aide demolishes New York Times claim that Gruber's role was limited. MIT professor was the guru of healthcare. Now, before Paul even did this article, we're thinking on the same page. Kit was doing his article thinking if there's all these videos of Gruber saying he worked with Obama and Obama saying he worked with Gruber as a key architect in all of this, then there'll probably be articles about it. And Kit found the article Tuesday, July 10th, 2007, for Democrats, Pragmatism on Universal Healthcare. And it goes on to say that Jonathan Gruber basically engineered it. On the other side was the economist from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who has become possibly the party's most influential health care expert. Kit's headline ought to be, Washington Post said Gruber was Obama's top expert in 2007. That's before he even got elected, folks. But I mean, this is a great headline. Gruber, key consultant to Obama in 2008 presidential campaign. But even before that, this is incredible. Listen to this. On the other side was economist from Massachusetts Institute of Technology who has become possibly the party's most influential healthcare expert and a voice of realism in its internal debates. But they're saying he's not key. Obama says he's key. Pelosi says he's key. Harry Reid says he's key in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. In all the videos we played last hour, and that mix-up, mash-up that John Bound put out that was excellent, that we should add that to all these articles that just came out. People can see the facts. And then they've got the nerve to sit here and say they've never heard of him now. Far be it for me to lecture you on politics, Senator Edwards, Jonathan Gruber recalled saying, and then he just said that. He told Edwards that whether the merits of Emanuel's idea, that's Ezekiel, it just would not be politically viable. Instead, Gruber argued for a more incremental approach, like the one in Massachusetts he helped write. Then it goes through it. How he was the top guy, how he was involved in 94 with the Clintons, how he's the top guy. Top guy. Top guy. Now let's go to this clip of Stephen Ratner telling MSNBC that Gruber was, in fact, the, quote, guru in putting together the Affordable Rape the American People Greatest Con Game in History Act.
This is taken care of by the president, you know, engaging in politics 101. He's a smart guy. We use him. He helped us do a lot of really good things, but he said some stupid things. Instead of Steve pretending like he didn't even know who he was.
Look, I think that's exactly the point. Jonathan Gruber was, back in the day, in 2009, the guru on health care. As you said, he designed the Massachusetts plan for Romney. I think if you go back and look at the Washington Post, Post or the New York Times or anything from that period, you will find Jonathan Gruber's name all over it as both someone who's the, you know, a leading expert on healthcare, quoted by everybody, as someone who the White House was using. I don't think we knew the dollar numbers that he was paid at the time, but he was certainly, I remember that when I was in the White House, he was certainly viewed as an important figure in helping to put Obamacare together. And so it's exactly what you said. The problem is not that Gruber helped them put Obamacare together, because he was the man. The problem is what he said in the last 2 weeks and how the White House has handled it.
You could almost hear David Axelrod's frustration.
Okay, so there you got it. Okay, he is the top architect. I've been saying he's one of the top ones. I thought Ezekiel Emanuel was more high-powered. But they're saying he is the top guy. Now we have a clip of Obama saying he didn't know him. He's not even an aide, basically, even though he's in videos thanking him. But I want to show TV viewers this and then describe it for radio listeners. Here's a New York Times article out about the problems Al Sharpton's having with his finances. Who cares? But in it is a photo of Spike Lee in a photo line with Al Sharpton, the FBI rat. And if you can see in the photo, I don't know over the camera if you can pick it up, but the way I'm looking at it, the screen's brighter so you can see it. And he just has the look in his eye like he's seen God incarnate. He has a look in his eye like he is completely raptured in some type of narcissistic insanity. And so does Al Sharpton. I mean, I got to tell you, folks, I could care less about being in a photo line with the president. I could care less about hanging out with Hollywood stars. I guess because I've done it with Hollywood stars, hung out with them and everything. I just don't get how even well-known people just literally thought Obama was God and would save them. I mean, maybe Jamie Foxx really thinks Obama is the Lord and Savior when he's a Harvard con man. And so I have nothing against Obama himself, but when we shoot him down as a figurehead, we bring these people out of mind control. I mean, you ought to, if you're going to worship a person, and I'm not saying you should, worship your mama or your daddy or your grandma, or somebody that stood up for you in your life, or somebody that gave you a good job and mentored you. Those are the heroes out there, not Barack Obama, never did anything in his life, some Harvard slime bag. Barack Obama. I'm going to throw up. Okay, I'm sorry. I need to get to the calls. Matt in Oklahoma. So you say you were an Obama supporter. You just want to know, why am I endorsing the Republicans? Well, I'm not endorsing Bush. I'm not endorsing Jeb Bush. I'm endorsing people I know that are principled, like Rand Paul. Does that mean he's perfect? No. But clearly it's an expression of the deepness of the corruption in politics now that the Democratic Party has entered just an insane asylum level of corruption. Go ahead.
Right. I wasn't necessarily saying that you're endorsing the right over the left, per se. It's just that whenever, if you use any ad hominem comments, quote-unquote, obozo, libtard, those kinds of things, it drops your level of conversation down.
I totally agree, but listen, at a certain point, I just am sick of talking about them, but I have to fight them. And it's not true. He's not a bozo. He's a hardcore con artist. And you know, liberals, libtard. I've been called a Paul bot or whatever. I mean, I get it. I get it. So I hear you. I should try to be more professional.
Well, it's just not that. I don't want to say that you're not professional. You got to be one of the top-notch guys out there. It's the only reliable news that we have on available to the public these days. But the two things that I wanted to bring up real fast was the two things that would basically fix the country. One is the Electoral College needs to go. We need to get rid of that, because the president is not picked by the people. It's all a buddy-buddy system. I could go on for quite a while on that. And then we need internet voting. You could debate for quite a while on the, how to do it safely, but most people are really apathetic these days. And if you got so many people that can click the like button on stuff, if you could make it that easy to vote, people might actually turn out, unfortunately.
Look, I hear what you're saying, and I understand the Electoral College, I appreciate your call, can be gamed. Here's the problem. The original colonies didn't want one like New York or Massachusetts to be able to outvote one like Maine that had, I think it was like at the time of the ratification, maybe 7% of the population. So they could then vote to make them do whatever they wanted. So the senators were elected by the legislature, so they were creatures of the state, and the House members were popularly elected, but only apportioned for the population, because New York didn't want to be dominated by a small state. See, it's all about balancing. And if you get rid of the Electoral College, California can bring in 100 million illegals and dominate the whole country and tell you what to do. So, I mean, really, the American people need to become virtuous and angry and get involved. That's what will change things. I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to come right back to Chuck and others straight ahead. And then Jay, stay with us.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or PROEM1.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
there's a bunch of foreign special interests that took over both parties. I don't care if it was Republican or Democrat party that had some insurrection in it. We've got to try to get some voice of the people back in there for general prosperity. If they cut taxes massively and cut off a lot of foreign corporate welfare and made big corporations send some of their tax money back here instead of being tax exempt, then you could take the load off little people and get the economy going. But they don't do that. And now I've got to tell you, I never expected Democrats to raise taxes on poor people like Obamacare did. I mean, Obamacare was so bad when I was reading it that I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's mean. I mean, the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy was the opposite. The opposite of what the Democrats are today. And it had big problems. But, how'd they get unions to support NAFTA and GATT? How'd they get unions to support Obamacare that wrecks them? I mean, I'd be for unions 100 years ago against the Rockefellers and some check and balance. But now they've just turned into mafias where they take their people's money and then use it against them. Chuck in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. Are you really an Obama supporter?
In a certain way, yes, I am. I believe that he is a necessary part. I believe he's playing a necessary role in our country just because I think he's going to teach us a valuable lesson that we're just going to make us stronger in the end. I believe just like a hot burner on a stove, we're going to have to burn ourselves on him, and we will learn never to repeat socialist mistakes again in the future.
But will we repeat fascist activities of the Republicans? I mean, look, what do we do about the Republicans helping write the stinking thing? What are we going to do about Mitt Romney praising Gruber?
That's a major concern of mine as well. Just the fact that the Republicans voted to even fund it, I really did not support them ending the government shutdown. I thought they were going to carry it out longer, and I felt pretty let down. I mean, I voted straight Republican this election. I just kind of, for the first time in my life, went for the lesser of two evils. And
sure. And it's because they know we have nowhere to run. But this time, it is a major sea change if we keep pushing. If we move all our anger down to the Republican leadership and tell them, you're not movie stars, Mitch McConnell, Boehner. Stop playing golf with Obama. Repeal it now, scum. Indict Gruber. I mean, we need to start punishing criminals here.
I just don't know how to go about starting to do that myself.
I hear you. I hear you, brother. Good to hear from you. Jay is a Obama supporter. Let's see if he's for real or more satirical comments. Jay, we've had two real callers out of about 10 so-called Obama supporters. Are you the unicorn? Are you a real bona fide Obama supporter?
Well, like I said, Alex, I've been on hold here for a minute. I've been listening to a lot of stuff you guys have been talking about. I'm just saying that I feel like Obama is getting a really hard rep on this right now because I looked at Kentucky, and Kentucky renewed their Medicaid and Medicare under their governor, and you have Nathan Deal in Georgia who did not renew it, and therefore costs are going up here. So why is Kentucky getting better savings under Obamacare than us, and why is Obama getting the blame for it when it was the governor's fault?
Well, that's how they spin it, saying governors didn't go along with it. It's because they can't fund an unfunded mandate. They're already maxed out. This bill was deceptive from the start, so they're trying to blame the states. It's not true. They're using more deception. Like, I predicted the website wouldn't work on purpose so that they could keep denying and pushing it off in phases, and that's what they did. And they really use it for the Democrats to cull people's identities and to create a database of who doesn't have health care to find you. You were reporting to the IRS, and now they admit that. And people ask, are you an insider? Do you work for them? How do you know all this? I know the MO of these criminals, man. I mean, I know how to go duck hunting. I've been duck hunting 20 times in my life. I'm not a master, but I know how to call ducks up. I know how to shoot them with a 10-gauge. I know how they freaking know how to shoot them, man. I mean, I know how to mow the yard. I know how to, back before I was married, I know how to go pick up a lady. I mean, I know how con artists operate, and I knew what they were going to do. And so they did it. I know how their scams work, and I just want the public to get wise to this. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying, and that very well might be true. I've been doing some research, and I'm open-minded to hear what the truth is all about. But also, I think that it isn't just Obamacare that is going to be causing the trouble. This is a personal opinion. I might be wrong, but I believe that the Federal Reserve, ultimately, that is printing all this money, and we're about to be at $18, $19 trillion in debt.
Yeah, that's who runs it. I'm going to come back to you, and we'll go to our reporters and back to their calls. But, yes, that's it. Don't forget, above the puppet sits the Federal Reserve. But, sir, what I'm going to ask you when we come back, what does Gruber mean to you, saying he conned you? It's not the states.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Got to face Gruber.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
The power of that.
Alex Jones.
So the Washington Post said back in 2007, the Democratic Party's top advisor on government-run health care was Jonathan Gruber. And I know I keep obsessing on Gruber, It's because last Sunday, Monday, they took the video down, blocked it, said it didn't exist, said he was a nobody, and now we're just routing them. This is the type of story where people don't care about the open crime against them, even their own bank accounts being robbed, the death panels, the vets not being given treatment. But to see him snickering and giggling because he's MIT, ooh, Harvard, ooh. So when you lie to us and rape us financially and run a scam, it's trendy because you talk in a little trendy voice. Mm-hmm. That makes it okay. We're sick of you. And we want it repealed. And they're freaking out now. The Republicans are suddenly, we're like, we're not going to repeal it. Okay, we'll look at it. No, you will repeal it, Boehner. You will repeal it, McConnell. I'm sorry. You tell those foreign banks that gave billions and spent billions to state and the federal government to buy off this country that we're not for sale. I mean, you idiots really thought you could bring something in like this? Well, yeah, you want to have totally open borders now and give them all free health care. And Obama's going to rule by executive order. No, no, no. You will die politically, to quote Emperor Palpatine. I mean, people are sick of it. Jay in Georgia, then we're going to our reporters. We're in front of the Justice Center. That's what they call the county seat now. Not a courthouse, but a Justice Center. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay, who wanted to finish up his point. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, what I was saying is that there is bigger men behind this curtain altogether. I mean, I don't know who's to blame. I feel like everybody's passing blame around like it's hot potato, and it's just a big distraction. Ultimately, I'm just saying I don't think Obama is the main blame. I think there's a lot of hands in this pot, and to put it all on just Obama, I think, is you're going to miss other people that are also bringing this
thing
down.
Like the Federal Reserve. Well, I agree with you, but listen. He's the figurehead, so you have to bring him down. Well, listen, do you want to get rid of it, or do you think it's still a wonderful deal?
Well, I haven't read the thing, and I think there's a lot of things that are wrong about it. But what about pre-existing conditions?
Well, Obamacare doesn't cover that. Said clearly in the bill it doesn't. Doesn't cover kids. It's all lies. I mean, do you think – let me ask you a question. Do you think insurance companies – run by big foreign mega banks, the very same banks that funded both sides of World War II and World War I and the Napoleonic Wars, the most cutthroat families in the world. Do you think they want to take control of our health care because they care about you, buddy?
Well, no, I know a lot of these people are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a secret organization. I have no clue about it.
Brother, they admit it's a screw job. So we say there's a lot of blame to go around. This is what I always hear from people that have been screwed over, and that's why they keep coming to screw you over, is because you can't admit you've been cheated. I appreciate your call. Were there problems with our healthcare system? Yes, because government involvement. We had, hands down, 30, 40 years ago, the best healthcare system in the world. The British royalty came here, Dutch royalty, Japanese royalty came here to get healthcare. They don't come here now. Our healthcare's falling apart. My family is in medical management. I interview all the top experts on air. Brain surgeons, scientists. I mean, I know what I'm talking about, okay? But they always put into a process. Oh, there's secret death lists all over the country to not give care to veterans. And it turns into, oh, we're investigating the mistake. Oh, there's not lists. Oh, yeah, there are. We're not teaching fifth graders in Illinois how to have anal sex. That was an accident, and they find it at all the schools. They're doing it. They play the, oh, we're not giving kids inoculations. Really, we caught you. I mean, it was an accident. You really think the nurses are lining kids up, giving them shots, a violation of law, without the government saying do it? It's government and corporations doing whatever they want. We're not going to arrest illegals. We're going to arrest citizens for no reason. We're seen as chumps. Because you watch television, everybody is in this arrested development where they all act like kids. Everybody's just happy, happy, la, 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 like a bunch of lobotomized Teletubbies, and that's not how reality works. Anytime you create a big, giant central government and give it a bunch of power, you just built the instrument of your destruction. That's history. We live 75 years on average. We go through the same cycles. We behave the same. I don't care if we got spaceships. We act the same. And we are in deep, deep, deep Obama. And that's not an ad hominem attack. It's a joke. Let's go to our reporters and then to the callers. Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs, join us. I guess Jakari's on the line first. Oh, Joe Biggs is on first. Thank you. Joe Biggs in front of the courthouse there, outside Ferguson. He's at the county seat. What's the new intel you've got there during the Arctic Al Gore warming extravaganza on the verdict there in Missouri?
It's quite shocking. I expected global warming to be a lot warmer. It's 18 degrees, but I guess that's another subject.
Well, if you paid Al Gore more carbon tax money and the Rothschilds more money on their exchange, then we'd be better off, you racist.
Well, yeah, we're standing right outside of the what they call the Justice Center, and we have CBS News, Fox News right over here. Everyone's still awaiting a word to find out when the verdict's going to come out. I have someone on the inside who's going to shoot me a text when that comes, when that information's put out.
Well done.
I do have some other big information, though, as well. I just got the location of the command center where the military and DHS is. So after we get off here, we're going to go out there and investigate that, get footage, and shoot a report. I've already seen some footage from a local. He sent me a little bit, and it looks legit. It's pretty big. So we're going to go out there and do a report on that. But those guys look like they're well stocked up and ready. But, you know, one of the funny things is, you know, I sat down and had some lunch a little bit ago when I, you know, the restaurant had Fox News on. And it's showing all these pictures of stuff in August where everyone's out in the street. And it makes it look, they're portraying like there's this huge war. There's like constant chaos going on in the St. Louis surrounding areas, Ferguson, Clayton, all these areas. And right now, it's so cold, no one's out. You know, yesterday there was maybe a 20-minute protest, and the headline was, protesters storm courthouse. We were out there. There's no protesters stormed any courthouse whatsoever. So it seems like the government wants chaos. They want blood. They want riots. The mainstream media is feeding that fear. They want complete and total collapse. So then again, they can instate their martial law, bring in the National Guard, and have, you know, weapon, you know, people with soldiers with weapons, cops everywhere in riot gear walking up and down the streets once again.
Elaborate on any intel you're getting. I mean, still no word on when they are going to either indict or not indict the police officer?
Not yet. I mean, at any point, I mean, it would make sense to do it now when it's freezing cold. I mean, anybody you see walking down the street, they're going from their car and they're running indoors as fast as possible because it is not a pleasant, you know, it's not pleasant to be outside whatsoever. So, I mean, now you would think would be the time to release that information, go ahead and let it get out there and let people eventually just calm down. Instead, they're going to wait. It's going to warm up and it's going to turn into August all over again.
That's right. I would announce it at like 5 a.m. so that if the word goes out, you know, the gangbangers and people are asleep till later in the day. Regular hardworking folks aren't going to, you know, go out and tear anything up. They're going to go out and demonstrate. Great, that's their right. We support it. And, you know, that's their right to do that. A lot of folks fought for that right. It's a God-given right, not from the state. But and then you'd have all day to see if anything formed to be able to deal with any violence. Instead, I got a feeling they'll announce it some night at about 7, right at dark. Because the whole way they've been running this is to try to get it going.
Well, once we see what this command center's up to, we'll know if they're mobilizing, getting ready to push into this area or not. Because I think that's what the governor's waiting on for their strategic placement of these guys. So when they do announce it and they do put it out, they've got their pawns in position for ultimately what we think will happen will be complete and total utter chaos happening out here in the streets. But it's so cold right now, you're not going to have a lot of people running up down the road protesting for longer than 30 minutes. I mean, it's pretty frigid.
Well, expanding on that, Homeland Security, CNN now reported on what we covered back on Sunday with you guys live on air, and that's that this fella shot video of the DHS vehicles and photos, put it up on the internet, and they got him fired. So be careful when you go videotape the command base. But I would just be out in the open, because I've noticed if you sneak around and they think that means you're bad. What are you planning when you go to this federal command base? Because, I mean, I want to be here, obviously, by the phone or by the Skype with you guys feeding us a live Skype feed in case they try something with you.
Yeah, it's where we're at now in Clayton. I just looked it up on the maps. It's about a 20-minute drive south of where we're at now. It's behind a gas station in what looks like a pretty open area. So I was thinking about setting up in the field across the street at first just to get some footage, and then push it a little bit closer, and then see if I can get some up-close stuff. You know, I'm pretty sure the way they're acting, like with the DHS, how they, you know, got that guy fired, someone's going to come up and approach us. And that's fine. I mean,
that's huge news if they try to stop you doing what you're supposed to do.
Well, they're not going. I mean, they can try, but I know my rights. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to film, because that's my my God-given right.
That's right. Once you get there, Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson, call Rob Duke, call the office, even though we won't be live or on the air until night at 7 o'clock Central with the nightly news. But let's have you Skype back live to us so we can capture that in case they try something. And
okay.
Because, I mean, you already had one cop run up and say, you know, I'll effing kill you with a shotgun for no reason. By the way, he was suspended. Did we ever find out what happened to him?
I haven't heard anything new from that, from what you just said as well. So I'm not sure. I can find that out here pretty soon, though. I know a lot of the people are starting to show up that were here back in August. I know some of them have kept in touch with that, so I can find that out pretty quickly.
All right, well, just take a moment. Let's get Jakari in front of the camera, and then I'll get his take on anything. Joe, thank you so much. That's Joe Biggs. Thank you, up there reporting. And they're going to be there live when the verdict comes down. And so even if we're not live on the air or on the nightly news at the time, there will be a live feed. They'll call Kit Daniels or Adon Salazar or Kurt Nemo or Mikhail Thalen or Anthony Gucciardi, any of the writers, and we will have that live Ustream feed up for you so you can see what's happening there on the ground at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And if we find out the verdict's happening and there are riots or any issues, we will expand InfoWars Nightly News tonight, and I'll even come back and do live coverage, because this could spread around the country. I hope the cold weather keeps it from getting violent, but the way the media is hyped it, it's almost like they're trying to put the idea in people's minds. Jakari, what do you think about the situation?
I have to echo what Joe says. You know, maybe get out here and check out this command center they have posted up a little bit south of here. But, you know, like you said, for the time we're out here from the Justice Center, this is where we saw our protests and our rallies yesterday. It's been pretty cold, not a whole lot of people frequenting the area, just the normal business people that live and work in this area. But yes, we do see a huge buildup. Governor Nixon has said that he's ready to mobilize the National Guard. So I would expect that they are planning to announce the verdict here pretty soon. What's going to happen after that? You know, this would be the best time to announce it as far as I'm concerned, if they don't want a lot of people in the streets. You know, it's ungodly cold out here. It's going to warm up a little bit later this week. I think tomorrow is supposed to get around 50 or so, but at the moment it's about 17 degrees. So if they want to do it, this would be the ideal time to minimize the people in the streets.
I think from a lot of different angles, the feds are trying to provocateur a big event to get more funding and federalize things more. The fact that they haven't announced the verdict yet when it's cold and should, if they announce it at night, I find that very, very suspicious. What's your gut on what's overall happening? I mean, who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? In your heart, Jakari, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, I do agree that, you know, they would like to see a huge spectacle of force, you know, need to come out here in the big MRAPs and all that stuff. You know, it's not really justifiable to come out with all the big, heavy armor and the military.
Just like we saw in Boston, for one fugitive, a total power grab.
Yeah, you know, you have one guy who's running around hiding in somebody's boat. So, you know, they need SWAT teams going door to door, drawing people out. And they said, well, we didn't force anybody out. You just stuck a gun in their face and asked them to please leave their premises. Yeah, I'm sure most people would walk out of the house and under those circumstances. So, yeah, I think if they wanted to minimize the damage or potential damage, they would release it now. But, you know, if it gets warmer outside, you have more people out in the streets. But what I think is going to happen, the reasoning behind this, you know, when we were here originally back in August, we were talking to some of the people, even a local minister, And she said to me and Vic, she's like, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I think they're out here letting some people loot and everything, because you guys remember the command base we showed you last time that was at a shopping center that was right down the street from where all the chaos happened, where they burned down the gas station and all of that. And, you know, these guys were pretty much, you know, sitting on their hands as some of the more lucid things were going on in the area. But when you have peaceful people, a largely peaceful crowd, then they come out with the MRAPs aiming guns at people in the crowd. Then, you know, you aim a gun at anybody, it's going to get them fired up. So then, you know, you have more people come out, and some people are more prepared to do more radical actions than just, you know, stand there and peacefully protest.
But, and then, you know, they lied, Jakari, and said that they weren't shooting tear gas at you, even though you picked up a canister, and even though Joe, I mean, you guys showed rubber bullets all over the ground. Joe got hit by them. I mean, it's just the level of lying is the problem.
The level of lying, my favorite one besides the tear gas and even the rubber bullets, you know, we reported day one on that Tuesday that they had pretty much installed a curfew. And then the next day, the police chief, I believe it was Jackson, he comes out. He's like, there's no curfew. We're just, you know, showing up at 6 p.m. aiming guns at people and threatening to arrest them if they don't get off the street. But that's not a curfew. I guess that doesn't constitute a curfew.
Even though they had publicly announced it. Again, it's the lying by government discredits police when, at first, we were kind of like, yeah, these looters are bad. Looks like the police are trying to maintain order. The first few days, we weren't being negative to the police because they were doing a pretty good job. And they started attacking reporters and leaving looters alone. Just very, very sad. Jakari Jackson, we will continue to watch and listen to your coverage and the special reports. You're also filing an HD to PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much, Jakari Jackson.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll come back and take a few final calls, but again, that's the reason to become a PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com member. You can go there, sign up in about 1 minute with a credit card or debit card. You can also call the toll-free number. They can sign you up, give you a username and passcode over the phone, 888-253-3139. 20 people now. We have the bandwidth. We can do it. Like the Bionic Man, we can rebuild him stronger, faster, better. You can go there and get a membership that 20 people can use to be part of true grassroots media and watch these live transmissions. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one. You're the devil in the skies. Oh, yes, you are. The devil in the skies.
I tell you, folks.
You fool me with your kisses.
We're talking about Obama right now.
You cheated.
He's the front man for all this. And we've got Obama supporters calling in. They seem like nice folks, but they're like, well, I'm going to check into it. I don't know if I believe you. Gruber is telling you that they're devils. Listen to the song.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel,
but
they're telling you, though. They're in red pajamas. They're not in disguise. That's how much disdain they have for you. I don't. I know when you dumb other people down and screw people over, it comes back on you.
But I was sure surprised.
Yeah.
Heaven help.
Bring a little bit of overdrive, too, so I can get to everybody. Michael and Bill, Barbara, Rick, and Daniel. That'll be it. Before we go any further, again, we're going to sell out of Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. We are going to sell out of the B12. Unfortunately, very, very quickly, we had another shipment of it that came in because they'd overproduced, they do an overage, but that is going to sell out within a matter of days. DNA Force, all of it. And when it's sold out, who knows how long it'll take. It'll take up to 6 weeks. I hope that's not the case. DNA Force took 16 weeks. OccuPower, 6-7 weeks. We've got more of the Oxy powder in, discounted with promo code NOW. 5% off stuff that's already discounted. OccuPower's back in. Silver Bullet's back in next week. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Give family a bottle of the special B12. Give family a bottle of the X2. Lung cleanse. The stuff's so good that they'll be, wow, I want more of that. And you can help them get healthy and support this transmission. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Florida. You're on the air. I know you've been holding to talk to Dent, but I had to finish up with the other people. Go ahead.
It's all right, Alex. What I wanted to see you do is actually make a film called Living the Contradiction, you know, instead of Living the Dream. Because a lot of these politicians, they kind of contradict what they're doing. And my question for Dent was, where do you think this country's money is going after the holidays? Because I think just like the tradition of the last couple presidents, they had several different crises going out of office. So I think the money's, you know, getting spent on different things like that. But that's pretty much my question.
Oh, that's a great question. I wish we had him here to get his take. I think they'll start more wars. I think they'll pull some more crises, maybe a false flag terror attack. What do you think they're going to pull, the Republicans and Democrats, to divert us?
I think there's going to be something big with race. A lot of the racial tension in this country, I think they're trying to build off that.
I agree.
Distraction. You know, so people won't realize the big elephant in the room, which is still the high gas prices. I mean, it only comes down in certain places. The food that's going to be out of reach, what they're gearing up for, is really something big. And I really want to hear from somebody who's been dealing with this, like, political funk for the last couple of years, because Clinton, going out of office, he passed a law that you couldn't be a group if you're not sanctioned by the government, or you can be a militia, or they'll try to find reasons to deem you as terrorists and different things like
that. That's right. You're the best caller of the day. We're going to go in a little bit overdrive, take a few more, but Michael, please call back again. You're absolutely on target. All they've got is racial division and other garbage to distract us. Remember, the Republican leadership helped write Obamacare. Romney endorsed Gruber. That's why we're in so much trouble.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.